We are in Daf Dalad Amud Aleph, Ba'omar Rav Yosef. Afulu leman v'loy dorish smuchim ba'alme, v'mishne toire dorish. So Rav Yosef said that even though there are chiluki deis, that we do dash in smuchim, but in Mishne Teire, in Chumash Devorim, everyone holds we dash. So therefore, Leisul Beshatnes Gdilim Tasalacho is a very good makayel for Esadeich Eloisase, because this is Smuchim in Mishne Teire. So now the Gemara is going to explain this. Uba'alme minolon. The Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma leidorish, but Mishne Teire dorish. Uba'alma minolon de leidorish. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan Smuchin ba'alme? The Sanye, we learned the Barais as follows. Ben azei oimer nemar mechasheifa loisachaye. The nemar, right afterwards, next pasuk is kol shoychev im behema mois yumos. Samchu inyin loy. So the Teire was masmech shoychev im behema with mechasheifa loisachaye. Ma shoychev im behema beskile, af mechasheifa beskile. That is what Ben Azai held. Omalei Rab Yehuda, v'chim ipnei shesomchu inyin loy, noitzi zel eskile, samazoi, because you have two psukim which are somuch one to the other, so give him a chasheif, a skile, which is the chomor shebemises, that is not sufficient, that is not a sufficient raya to give skile to a chasheif. Elo, the mekoyer, that we give skile to a chasheif, is a different mekoyer. Elo oi v'yedoini b'chlam a chasheifim hoyu. V'lomo yotzu, Lahakish lem, and by Oiva Yedainim it says klo, that they get skila. Lahakish lem, v'loy maloch, ma Oiva Yedaini beskila, ach mechasheife beskila. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, b'mishne teire dorish, v'haismuchim de kloim betzitzis b'mishne teiru v'darshino. So therefore, according to everyone, u'darshin smuchim. Somchu inyin loy, inyin ha-parshe, de smuche parshes mechashev eitzel shoyche b'behem et gadi adodik sivi. Mechashev aloy sechaye b'seife v'eilu shemoyt. So Benaz, I said, Ma shoychiv im beime beskila dursi b'ishanir bas le beime demeyim bom. V'chol demeyim bom beskila. Digamrine mi oi v'yedoinim dursi b'em yirgumu oi som demeyim bom. Noitzi ze mechashev leskila shehimise chamura mikulom. So we learn out from Oivi Yedoini. She's umida betoire. Koldovo shohoyo bechlau. Beyotza mineklau lelameid. Loi lelameid alatzma yotza lameid alklau kula yotza. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim in Shmois. Ubimishne Teire minolon de dorish. How do we know that in Mishne Teire he does darshan? This nam, we learned a Mishne, noisei odom anusas oviv umefutas oviv, anusas benoi umefutas benoi. So the Tanakama holds, the only iser is eishes oviv and eishes benoi. That's also, Anusas Oviv, Anusas Benoi is Mutter. There's no Kuve. There's no Ishes, Bein Ha'ov to the Ishe, or Bein Benoi La Ishe. So Mamela, there's no Iser. Rabbi Yehuda Oiser Ba Anusas Oviv, Mefutas Oviv. Rabbi Yehuda says Anusas Oviv is also. The Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, Dersiv lo yikach ish es eishes oviv, v'lo yigale knaf oviv.
So Rabbi Yehuda darshened, what's the kefal loshen lo yegale knaf oviv? Knaf shero oviv lo yegale. That the isha, that the father was boyo lo yegale. Umimai de ba'anusa ksiv, how do we know that that's like a pshat in the posik? It's speaking about knaf shero oviv lo yegale ba'onsin. Mi'ilave dekro. Because the previous posik is also speaking about onsen. Dersid, v'nosan ha'ish ha'shoichev imo lavi ha'nayro chamishim keset. So the previous posik is speaking about a ma'anis. V'somach le'lo yikach ish es eishes oviv v'lo yigale knaf oviv. So lo yigale is somach to ma'anis, so it means knaf sheroi oviv al yedei onsen. Now, why are the Rabbonon Choylik and Rabbi Yehuda? The Rabbonon Lechera also hold of Shmuchim. So the Gemara says, I have a somach leik de kamrit. If Utake would be directly somach, lo yigale would be directly somach to the parsha of Ma'anis, ke de kamrit, that also be moide, that Yedash and Smuchim. Hashtad loy somach loy, but it's not directly close one to the other. Dechsiv loy yikach ishes ishes oviv bin tayim. The beginning of the posik is speaking about ishes oviv. So therefore, the Rabbonon hold, bishaymeres yovom hakosov medaber. Loy yigale knaf oviv, they darshin not knaf shero oviv, no knaf sheroi lo oviv. That means, doidosoi, eishes achi oviv, that his father's brother had died without children. So now she's a yevomelishuk. So there are three yisurim on her. Number one, she's eishes achi oviv. Number two, and number three, that since she's zokuk to his father, it's a new issa. So the chachomim darshin leigale knaf oviv and shemeres yovam lo oviv. The laver olav bishnei lavin. Bishnei lavin means that if the father died, so she's not a Yevom Lashuk anymore, so there's two lavim. Knaf ha-roi la-oviv, Taisva says, knaf that was roi la-oviv. So, koponim, so here we see that Rabbi Yehuda, who did not darshan smuchim in Shemois, and he was chaylik and benazai, but in Chumash Devorim, he darshan smuchim. Ubimishneh Teure my time at the Dorish. Why in Mishneh Teure does he darshan? Iboyis aima mishum de muchach, viboyis aima mishum de mufni. Because the smuchim of Mishneh Teure, there is each inyan that samuch, there's a hoichoche. When you do darshan smuchim, there's a hoichoche that you should darshan smuchim, and that's why it was written one next to the other. And also, one of the psukim are extra. So that is why, so the smuchim in Mishneh Teure, that Rabbi Yehuda darshans, all of them have one of these two characteristics. It's either muchach or mufne. Let us see Rashi. Noisei odom anusas oviv, shloi nesra olav oilomi sela eishes oviv. The chachamim hold only eishes oviv is also. Kedusiv ervas eishes ovicho, ve eishes mashme de ishus te kedushin. Anusas benoi, lav kalosai hi, this is not kalosai, dein kale elo mikudeshes uruyo lechupe. Now, I saw an Emes Liyakev from Rashi Rabbi Yankev, Zuchayna Levroche, somehow he has a different Gilson Rashi. Ein kala ela mikushetes uru'uya lechupe. And he says that Rashi means that the Loshen kala is is a pasuk in Yoel, yotze kala mitoichu poso. So means a kala that's, that we call a kala. So memele, so Rashi is saying, the ain kala elmo kushetis ruyel achupis. So Aishis, so Anusis Bnoi is not a kala. Anusis Bnoi is not a kala. Now, with Davoini, I don't understand Rashi. Kala, Luchaira has two translations. The Pasuk says, Ervas kaloscho loise gala, eishes binchoi. That's a Pasuk. So, kala means a daughter-in-law. That's kalosa in the Mishnah, means a daughter-in-law. Kala is another translation. Kim says chosan al kala. Good, there's a kala means something else also. Now, I don't understand. Here we're speaking about why Anusas Oviv, why Anusas Bnoi is mutak. Rashi is explaining according to the Chachamim why Anusas Bnoi is mutak. So Rashi should have said, Lav kalosai, because the Pasuk says, Elvas kaloscha loisagala eishes binchi. The Pasuk says, Klo, kaloscha, your daughter-in-law, is eishes binchos, your son's wife. So, Anusas Bnoi is not your son's wife. Why does Rashi have to say that kala, I mean, when we speak about a son, a daughter-in-law, we have to speak about the kala, that's ruya lechupa, that's mekushetes. I don't understand. Ach, gassine, berabone, ja, was sommerglei, kede kamre, hastet loi sommerglei, bishemeres job. Loi sommerglei, der sim loi ikach, ishes, ishes, oviv bintayim. De muchach, le midrishinu adodi samchinu. That it's muchach, from the smiches, we see that it's, that one should darshan. Let us see Tosfos. The Gemara brought a raya from Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't darshan smuchim because he was chaylik on Ben Azai. Vim taima dilma hochu de loy dorish smuchim mishum gzeire shove de dorish Rabbi Yosi aglili beperik talad misis. The mafkim is smuchim. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yehuda is not Toirish Smuchim is because Rabbi Yosi Glili has a Gzeirish Shove, and this Gzeirish Shove is stronger than Smuchim. The Dorish Rabbi Yosi Glili Darshins Miloy Sechaye Kol Neshome. It says Mechashefa Loy Sechaye. By Ira Nidacha says Loy Sechaye Kol Neshome. The Besayif. So Memela, so you have a Gzeirish Shove that's Besayif, so therefore, so the Gzeirish Shove is stronger than Smuchim. That's why Rabbi Yehuda needed another limud from Oivi Yedaini. Teida, so Teis says, I'll bring you a raya. The Otu Rabbi Kivet, the Gomar Hosam, the Beskilo, Min Behemo, Mishlo Yichye. Rabbi Kivet is another Makir. Min Neime, the Loisova, Kerabon, and the Doshi Smuchim. He doesn't hold, Rabbi Kiva holds that you don't ask and smuchim b'chol mokim. Why does Rabbi Kiva have to bring a new drosha? Ela itzach ha-kocha, mishum gzei reshov, the mafkim is smuchim. So ha-kocha, Rabbi Kiva, Mestoma doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda, so he holds, but he has to bring a new limud because there's a gzei reshov, that's mafkim is smuchim. So mele could be, that's Rabbi Yehuda also. So where do we see Rabbi Yehuda doesn't ask and smuchim? Yesh loyma da hochi daik mi lishne da Rabbi Yehuda, de koma vechim mipnei she somchoi, Rabbi Yehuda said a sharp loshen, Rabbi Yehuda vechim mipnei she somchoi in yin loy, because of smiches, you'll give a skile, mash meloy dorish smuchim balme. In the loshen of Rabbi Yehuda, we see that he doesn't hold bechlau the whole inyan of smuchim. The Dorish Rabbi Yehuda Smuchim bePerik Beis the Kedushin, the Tony. Yochel lo yechalku bekotchei kotchim, avo yechalku bekotchim kalim. Now, the Gemara is speaking about as follows: like there's a limud Ish ka'achiv. That ish ka'achiv means that the by the kolbonis of kotshi kotshim, each koyin has a equal chelik in each kolbin. But not, so therefore, so they all shoot from in each kolbin. But you can't be mechalik a kolbin connected another kolbin. You'll say, Reuven will say, I'll take this kolbin, and you'll take that kolbin, because they don't have they all shoot from in each kolbin together. You can't say that should be mechalik a kolbin connected a kolbin, because it doesn't work like that. It's ish kolachim. They all have schusim in each kolbin together. So the ktani yochel lo yechalku bekotshi kotshim. You can't be mechalik a kolbin connected a kolbin bekotshi kotshim. Avol yechalku bekotshim kalim. Maybe bekotshim kalim. We say moment bailim, and then could be it's the moment of the kahanim. So we'll say that each one, so that each one can get a chalik in a different kolbin. Talmud loyme ishka ochiv, which means they're all equal. And right afterwards it speaks about Toida, which is Kotshim Kalim. V'komar stam sifro moni Rabbi Yehuda. So we see klo that Rabbi Yehuda does darshan smuchim, and this is in Vayikra. Ikolameima d'hosam vov moisev alinyin rishin dorish. It's not from smuchim. It's the Zavav Meis when Yerishin Dachsi Vizayis Teire Zevach Hashlomim. Because the next pasuk is Vizayis Teire Zevach Hashlomim. The later it says Imal Toide. So the real drosha is Taka from Vizayis Teire Zevach Hashlomim, which is Kotshim Kalim. And the Zavav Meis when Yerishin next to Ishka Ochiv. So could be the Limud is Al Zavav Meis when Yerishin. Inami Mishum de Muchach. It's Muchach that the posik of Kotshim Kalim was written there for the sole purpose of making smuchim. The midaloi ksiv be parshas vayikra. Why did they say in parshas tzav? Why wasn't it in parshas vayikra? So memela, so it's smuchach. So when it's smuchach, have you also darshan smuchim? Inami mishemufne de ishka ochiv miyute, davalele michtav, lachol bnei aren tiye, vesuloi. It's chol bnei aren. So, ishka ochiv is miyute. So, memela, so Taisvis is saying that there, Rabbi Yehuda, darshan smuchim, because it's either muchach or mufne. For ho, de koma be mishne teire dorish, who had in baume, he darshans in vayikra also. Ela de bemishne teire kimlu de kulu muchach oi mufne. The Gemara knew in mishne teire all the smuchim which are gedarshin da muchach oi mufne. Lechosh lo vi al echad mehem. Ma shein kein by in other chumoshim so others are muchach, others are not muchach. ושמח לי לא ייקח איש אס איש אס אובי, ורבונו לא ידושים, משום לא ייקח מבסיק בין פרשס אינס, לא יגאלה. Now the Gemara is going to explain that this posik of the smiches of לא יגאלה כנף אוביב to the parsha of Ma'anis, so we said Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim, because it is either muchach or mufne. So the Gemara says, "Iboy yisayim mishum demuchach. How is it muchach? Dim kein lichtevei rachmon egabi arayis." This pasuk of la yigale knaf oviv does not belong in Devarim. It should have been if it's coming. Rashi says, "Lichtevei rachmon lahila yigale knaf oviv legabi arayis." Ilitfuye lavi gabi aishes of kos. If it's coming to tell me another lav of aishes of, so this should have been written in Achemois, Kedoshim, the parash of Arayis should have been written. Doesn't belong in the middle of the Dvorim. Viboyis eimo mishum de mufni. But ake meyuta. Vim kein lichte brachmone le yikach ishes aishes of, vili gale knaf of, vlomoli. The whole Yigal is miyuta. If it's coming to tell me Eishas Oviv, so it says Eishas Oviv. Why does he have to repeat Le Yigal Knaf Oviv? So it's miyuter, it's a kolchoch. So what is it coming to tell me? It's telling me, but it's samochloi, so that's a giloi, the yitor is a gili that what is the taki coming to tell me? But with the smiches. Let us see Taisvis. The imkain lichteve gabi arayis. The avar gab the itzrache le michteve hoche le hekeshe. So Taisvis says you need it here, le loyovi mamza. But afterwards it says, loyovi mamza bekalashem, demoche dashinin mimai havi mamza. From here we learn out what makes a mamza. That means Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yehuda the legale knaf oviv is anusas oviv, and that's a chayve lavin, and it says anusas oviv, and later it says lo yovei mamzer. So Rabbi Kiva says yesh mamzer mechayve lavin. That's what Rabbi Kiva says. The rabbonon learned speaking about eishes oviv, so mamzer is mechayve krisis. So al kaponim, so you can't say it doesn't belong here. This pasuk belongs here because it has to come and tell us what makes a mamza. So Taisha says, "Hosam nami smuchim nino." There's also a limud mitayach smuchim, but darshinim mitam demuchach. I moved to the same reason. And also, lemaisa the leigala doesn't belong here. So that's a hichocha that yidash and smuchim. Yidash and smuchim from the pasuk before for the pasuk later. Vim Taima. So Taisvis asks, Gabi Mechashay for Nami Lidreish Rab Yehuda. He says, so Al Kaponim, Rab Yehuda holds, if it's Muchach or Mufne, so Yudarshan, Smuchim. So Taisvis asks, so why doesn't Rab Yehuda Darshan Smuchim by Mechashay? Mechashay is Somach to Sheichivim Behemet. The Muchach HaMilsa, so it's Muchach that the Sheikh Ibn Behemah was written to tell us the Misa of Mechashefe, Midalaiksiv kol Sheikh Ibn Behemah Gabi Yarayis. Sheikh Ibn Behemah Lachayre should have been written in, just like we said over here, Leigala Knaf Oviv, should have been written the Parsha from the Arayis. Sheikh Ibn Behemah also should have been written the Parsha of Arayis. And since it was not written the Parsha of Arayis, it's a simin that it was written to tell me smiches, that Mechashef is beskila. So Taisvus says, tuteruts, v'yeshloima d'loy shayich gabi Arayis, d'ainz nusla behemah. It's not the same sug of Arayis. It's memele, it doesn't belong by Arayis either, so wherever it's written, that's where it belongs. So memele, it's not muchach. Inami, but then Taisi wants to say a second teretz. Loichoshiv muchach, kivin shehalomeid nichtav bimkoimoy. So Taisi says the gather of muchach is that the lomeid does not belong here. So if the lomay does not belong here, so, and it's here, so it was written here to learn smuchim. That's why it's here. Why did the lomay come here? By the melamed, it is a kasha. What the melamed is doing here, that's a kasha. But the teretz is not smuchim. He says, the whole yesod, that muchach is a gilui, that you make smuchim, is only if the lomay is muchach. That's what the Gemara said over here. The Gemara says that Lo Yigale does not belong here. I don't know what Lo Yigale is speaking about. So the Gemara says, but Lo Yigale doesn't belong here. So therefore, we use the limud of smuchim to tell us that Lo Yigale is speaking about a nusas of it. But the cloud that if it's mufne, then we also darshan smuchim mufne. The malamid could also be mufne. That we'll see later from the Gemara daf Talad Amud Beis. In kein lichtei rachmona lo yikach ish, the Gemara says that lo yigale is mufne, because you don't need the lo yigale. Lo yigale knaf oviv lomali. Midinokat lo yigale beloivov, the Gemara brings down lo yigale beloivov, mashmed da akulei kho boy. The Gemara is asking on the posik. Now, the posik is written with avov. If the Gemara brings down lo yigale beloivov, so the Gemara says, why do you need the posik of lo yigale? Mashmed da akulei kho boy, lomoli. Why do you need this posik? It's mufne. I know Eishes Oviv is awesome. Because Dilma mi boy leile shemeres yovim. What's Rav Yehuda's kasha? Maybe you need it for shemeres yovim. Kedidor shilei rabbonu lekamo. Veis de garsi vilo yegale knaf oviv lo moli. Others are geiris that the Gemara's kasha is not on the whole posik. Vilo yegale knaf yezichanit for shemeres yovim. Aber oviv lomoli, meforish da oviv koboi lomoli. De pshita lei da oviv koi. It says, leikach ishes eishes oviv leigale knaf. So I would figure out by myself that speaking my knaf oviv. Da oviv koi. Aber lo yigale motzi lemeime de darshilei leshemeres yovom kemoi rabonam. So the whole mufne is the word oviv. The Rivon Pirish, the Shapir Goris, lo yigale beloivo. Bakule kroboy. The Gemara asks, why do you need lo yigale? Lomali. The mashmele la shasle mukale bishemeres shavim shaloviv. Kiven the belav hochi ike isi yivom alashuk vishal deidosoy. Why should you say, that's called miyuta, I am ready to isurim. Shemeres shavim loviv is a yivom alashuk, there's an iso deidosoy. If you can dash it for something else, you don't use it for labi liseiri. So therefore the Gemara calls this miyuta. Peknoisim ala nusa omri nami del rabbonu leitzach shemeres shovim elavar olav begimu lavim. There's three lavim. Yivom alashuk taidosoi and lo yigala. So memele, a miyuta held, that's called miyuta. I know these, ashemeres shovim shalove vizos. The mother says, "While igalik nafovu lomali shma mino lachnuye, v'gabi tzitzis nami." So that's how we prove. That's why Rabbi Yehuda darshin smuchim by anusas ovi, because it's smuchach or mufne. V'gabi tzitzis nami ibois eimo mishum de muchach ibois eimo mishum de mufne. Tzitzis is also muchach or mufne. Iboy is aime mishum de muchach. Dim kein lichtevei rachmone gabi parshis tzitzis. Why does this posik dilim tasalacho? Why does this come into the parshis kiseitze? This should be in the parsh of tzitzis. Lamai hilchese kosvei hoche. Why did the Torah write it over here? So Zaraya. That it was written here for smuchim, that you should be seimech, you should be seimech, le silba shatnes, te gdilim tasalacho. Viboy is aim on mishum de mufne. It's mufne. It's extra. What is extra? The malamed is extra. Kosav, there's a posik, ubeget kloyim shatnes lo yale olecho. There's a posik that says, Beget kloim shatnes lo yalo lecha. It says already that one should not wear beget kloim. Lo silba shatnes lomoli. So this whole posik, lo silba shatnes, is miyuta. I know you're not allowed to wear shatnes. Shmami no lafnu ye. So the lo silbash is miyuta. So therefore we darshan smuchim. So, Bekitza, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, we darshan smuchim by tzitzis, one of the two. Either the posik dilim tasalacho is muchach, it doesn't belong here, it should have been written the parsha of tzitzis, or the loisilba shatnes is mufne, it's miyuter, because I know already not allowed to wear shatnes. There's enough in the posik, ubeget klayim shatnes loyalo olecho.
Sagt der Gemara weiter. So der Gemara says, Hani mitzrach tzrichi. No, you can't say that this posik is miyuta. Leisil b'shatnes is miyuta. The kosav rachmona lo yala olecha. If it would only say lo yala olecha, hava amine kol derech halo osa rachmona. So I would think, if a person puts in any oifen, big day shatnes alatzmoy, is also vafilu moicheksus. Afilu, a person is not wearing big day shatnes. He's carrying big day shatnes, and he laid the big day shatnes on him. He's a moicheksus. So if it would only say the posik ubeged klayim shatnes lo yale olecho, so I would say, no, it says lo yale olecho, so I'm doing that. So I would think it would be also. Kosav rachmone lo yisil ba shatnes, you shouldn't wear shatnes. Dum yidelevisha disbeyanom. That the whole iser of shatnes is dum yidelevisha, if you have ano. So you need the posik lo yisil ba shatnes. Why do you need the posik of beged shatnes? Because of rachmona leisil ba shava mina davke levishe de nofish anayos. Avol haloloi is kos of rachmona lo yalo lecho. So now we have here, so from the both psukim, we learn the gather of iser shatnes. You don't need nofish hanayosa, because it says loyale. But you don't need, but you need some ano, because it says loysilbash. We're stuck. That means we did not prove how loysilbash shatnes is miyuta. So the Gemara says, "Im kein lichtoiv rachmone loisilbas shatnes, semer upishtam lomoli." Why does it say semer upishtim? Michdei kosav ubeget kloyim shatnes loyalo olechom. It says beget kloyim shatnes loyalo olechom. V'tona devei Rabbi Shmuel holds, hoyul v'nemru b'toiro stam b'godim. It says stam b'godim. Doesn't mention what materials the b'godim are made of. U'porat l'cho ha'kosuv be'echad mehem, tzemer u'pishtim. In the one place, it mentions what materials? Bebeget tzemer. By negoyim it says bebeget tzemer or bebeget pishtim. So all places says begodim stam. In one place it mentions beget tzemer or beget pishtim. Is afko tzemer or pishtim. So wherever it says beget, it means tzemer or pishtim. Now, it says ubeget klayim shatnes. Loyala olecho. So it would seem that Chazal darshened that the shatnes, the taruvis, is from beged materials. Now, what taruvis do you have from beged materials? That's tzemer upishtim. Because that's all what a beged is only tzemer upishtim. And it says, ubeged shatnes, that means a shatnes that is made out of beged materials, loyal olecho. So from this posuk I know that you're not allowed to have tzemer upishtim, because that's the taich beged, tzemer upishtim, and you're making a shatnes made out of beged materials. So I know already tzemer upishtim, from this posuk a beged klaim shatnes, loyal olecho, according to Rabbi Shmuel. So therefore,
So therefore, if them were terrorist, but loha kosu bechmem, semer pishtim, ap kol semer pishtim, is semer pishtim de kosu brachmona lo moli. So why did the Torah have to write in the pasuk le silba shatnes semer pishtim? I know shatnes is semer pishtim. It says beget. Shmami no lafnu ye. So the word, not the le silbash is miyuta. I still wish you need to tell me that my chiksus is also, but the tzemer apishtim is meyutish, mami no lafnu yei. So the Gemara asks, vakati yitztrach? No, you have to write tzemer apishtim by le silbash. Sal kedai toch amina halohi deloi nofish hanoso. No, it could be the shatness of halom. Is dafke a taruvis of tzemer opishtim, because it's not such a strong hano, not such a large hano. Avol evish dinofish hano yose kol treimini yose rachmonem. If it would only say, leisilba shatnes, I would say, leisilba shatnes means, you're not permitted to wear any two materials that are mixed together. Torah doesn't mention what kind of shatnes. Aye, by halah, it says, ubegit shatnes, there it means a shatnes of tzemer apishtim. Yeah, by halah, do you need a shatnes of tzemer apishtim? By levisha, all shatnes are also. Kosev rachmon, tzemer apishtim. So it's still not miyuta. You need the tzemer apishtim to tell me that a filo by levisha also davke tzemer apishtim is also. So the Gemara says, "Im kein lishtei kro minei, v'teisi shatnes shatnes mehalo." So the Gemara says, "You don't need tzemer apishtim. We can learn now shatnes shatnes mehalo. We can learn now it says shatnes by leisilbash. It says shatnes by halo. We can learn out." So the machlokes if it means exeir shove or it means nil matzos min amafirish, but al kolponim that's the maskonis haGemara. That the tzemer upishtim is mufne, I could learn out shatnes shatnes mehalo, and by beget shatnes lo yala lecha, there I know it means shatnes of tzemer upishtim, so hu adin, leisilbash, it would mean shatnes of tzemer upishtim. Is tzemer upishtim is meyuter, it's mufne, so that's a gilui, that we make smuchim, and we learn out esedei chaloisas. Let us see Rashi. Laf nuye, la nusose shel oviv, the yalef mismuchim delel. Le silba shatnes lomoli, shmamino laf nuye, ule medrish smuchim. So the Gemara says, no, if it only say beget shatnes lo yala lecho, I would think Bafilu Moichiksus. I would think Moichiksus are also She'ein Miskavnim Lahanos Chimum. So now Rashi says, what is the Svore Lefi Emes Moichiksus is Mutter? Because they're not Mechavin Lahanos Chimum. They're carrying it because that's their way of transporting the suits. They're not mechaven lanos chimum. It's a very difficult Rashi. Let us see the Taisvish Yishonim. The first Taisvish Yishonim. Vafilu moichiksus, peirish akuntris, she'ein miskavnim. So that is why they are permitted to put these begodim on themselves. Filoi nire. We're talking now according to Rabbi Yehuda. We want to make it mufne according to Rabbi Yehuda. The EU come out of she'enim iskaven also. That means you can't say the heter of meichisus is enim iskaven, because Rabbi Yehuda's dover she'enim iskaven is also. Bemison the Gemara says this in Psochim that it's mutter layefsha v'loikomachaven. The Gemara mentions this, but he can't say this according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, dover she'enim miskaven is also. Al kein tzorich loima v'afilu meichik sus b'loishum hano. So Taisus learns a different shot, and the other Rishonim also chilek on Rashi. Taisus says, no, Moichiksus means not when he has Ano and he's not Mechamed, then it's Taka also. When he doesn't have Ano, he doesn't have any Ano whatsoever. So Memeles, I would think about Layalo Lecho. So that's where it says, Leisilbash, you need Ano. Tzemer ufishtim lo moli, ilash minon dekloim tzemer ufishtim udekosa. If the sole purpose of the pasuk is to tell us that klayim is tzemer ufishtim leitzorich, the mechdei bekloim ksiv beged, it says beged, the tons where Rabbi Shmuel, that it says the Torah was wrote stam begodim, in the one place that there was mefarad bechadmem gabi negoim, Bebeget tzemer oy bebeget pishtim. So memeilus, I know it's tzemer o pishtim. So the Gemara says, so memeilus that's miyut. So the Gemara says, no, vakati itzterich lemichtav tzemer o pishtim hoche gabi levishe. Va'avar gav d'chsiv beget ba'lo, demash me tzemer o pishtim, desalke daitach, I would think, davke, by alo, you need a shatnas of tzemer opishtim. But by levisha de nofesh and the yosa, I would think that kol tremini yosa, that's where you needed tzemer opishtim. Someone says, no, you learn not shatnas. That is the Gemara. Let us see Taisvis. Michdei ksiv ubeget kloyim. This is the Gemara wants to figure out where is it mufne? Muchach, the Gemara said, because Gdilim Tasselacha does not belong, belongs in by the Parashat Tzitzis. But Gemara said, where is it mufne? So Taisha says, let us say the possum of Gdilim Tasselacha is mufne. I know you have to make Tzitzis. So Taisha says, ahu kro, the Gdilim, loimotzis liyatura. You can't say that the posuk of Gdilim is miyuta. Ulameima michdei ksiv parshis tzitzis lmayhilchase kosve. The kula itzterech. We need the whole posuk of Gdilim tasalacha. Kidadashina lekamon. Gdilim arbo. You make four times Gdilim. Alaba kanfis ksuscha. The shina nami al dalet kanfis le al gimel vehei. That you'd only a beggar that has four kanfes, not three or five. Kisuscha v'loy shalach eirem asher techasebo l'rabois sume, that a sume is also chayev b'tzitzis, even though it says risemoisoi, we dash from asher techasebo that a sume is chayev ulamayit she'ein mechase ruboi. So the posuk of Gdilim Tasselacha, there's a multitude of droshes. That is not mufne. Avo levishe kotrei minei osa rachmone. He says the Gemara had a hava mine that could be bishleima by halo, which is not nofish on a yosom. So then the shatnes is dafke tzemer opishtim. But by levisha, any shatnes would be yosom. That's what he says to say, tzemer opishtim. Dim toima afilu chad mina hava mina da oso, ul bilvachi yeshoya tovui vinois. Taisvis is saying the Gemara could have asked a starker kasha. Not the Gemara should have asked that I would think by Levisha a taruvis of any tuminim also. Fakat, if I wouldn't say temer or pishtim, I would think that even one mean is also. If it's shoya, tovi, venois, the Gemara darshins from the word sharpness, shoya tovi venois. Now let's just explain what does shoya tovi venois mean. Shoya means that they used to card the wool. They used to comb out the wool. That was one process. Tovi is they spin the wool. And nois
We see Shitas HaTosfos is later that noise means that they braid the threads. Now, what is this inyan of braiding the threads? Braiding the threads is as follows, that when they spin the threads by tviya, when they spin the threads, the spinning process could be made either clockwise or counterclockwise, and there's a chilik in the end result. There's a difference if it's made clockwise or counterclockwise. But the different types of threads that are made. But when one spins a thread, the thread is susceptible to unravel. You spin it, you have a thread, and now by itself it'll unravel. So if you use it for weaving, so the weaving process ensures that it won't unravel. It's because it's close together to the other thread, so it doesn't have place to unravel. But if you're not using it for weaving, so you have to ensure that it shouldn't unravel. So therefore, they made noise. Now, what's that they made noise? Noise is as follows. If they had, let's say, a thread that was spun clockwise, so they took two threads which were spun clockwise, and now they twisted them together counterclockwise. They braided them together. And this ensured that you had two koiches in the thread, and this ensured that it bolted the thread together, and it didn't unravel, didn't open up. That's the inyan of noise. So shatnez is a nutrikin of shoya tovoi v'noise. So Tosfos says, why does the Gemara say that if it wouldn't say Tzemer or Pishtim, I think Belavisha, any two minim are good, or also, no, could have said more than that. I would think that by Levisha, that a full of one mean is also. I would say Shatnez means Shoya Tovi Venois, as long as the threads are Shoya Tovi Venois, it's also, because that's the Nutrikan of Shatnez. Beishloimed the Shatnez mash menami taruvis. No, that's a drash. Shoya tovi v'noiz, but there's a mikra yaitzim idei pshutoi. Shatnez is also mashma taruvis, a memela. But the Gemara says, I would think a taruvis of any tumin. Yeah, let us see the Gemara further. So the Gemara asks now, Amora de Kikashi. We are up to now, after the whole Cheshbon, that Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim unless it's smuchach or mufne. So the Gemara explained the smuchim of leisilba shatnes gedilim tasalecho. Muchach it is, because Dilim Tasalacho should have been written the Parsha of Tzitzit. Where is it Mufne? So the Gemara said it is Mufne because the Tzemer Upishtim, which are written by Shlishul B'Shatnes, Tzemer Upishtim is Miyuta. I would know Tzemer Upishtim, you'd learn from the posik of Beget Kloyim Shatnes Loyala Alecha, and Rabbi Shmuel says Beget means Tzemer Upishtim, so the Shatnes means from Tzemer Upishtim. So I know from that posik that Shatnes is Tzemer Upishtim, and I would make Exeter Shove Shatnes Shatnes, or Anum Matzosim in Amafeire Shatnes Shatnes. So therefore, I know that the posik of Leisilba Shatnes, I know it's Tzemer Upishtim, without writing Tzemer Upishtim. Why did the Torah write Tzemer Upishtim? That we should darshan smuchim, and the mitzvah's esser of tzitzis is doiche the lois asa of Shatnes. That's what we are up to. So the Gemara asks now, Amoyre de Kekash, V'tone de Vei Rabbi Yishmoel, Taime de Kosov Rachmone Tzemer Upishtim. It comes out
the only reason I say Ese Doicha Loisase is because there's an extra tzemer of pishtim, and that's a gilui that we dash in smuch. Holav hochi, but if it would not have said tzemer of pishtim, is kloim betzitzis avamine de osa rachmona. So then it'll come out that kloim betzitzis is osa. That's how it comes out. So the Gemara asks, amore de kikashe, v'hoksiv, it says in the posik, Va'osulem tzitzis al kanfei bigdeim. It says in the posik you should make tzitzis al kanfei bigdeim. V'tone devei Rabbi Yishmoel, what does bigdeim mean? Kol b'godim tzemer opishtim heim. B'godim is tzemer opishtim. That's the tais bigdeim. Va'omar achmona ovid leitcheiles, and the Torah says you should put tcheiles on big day him, utchelis amrohu, and tchelis is wool, so you have an often a posik that eser doichaloisase, you have a beged of pishtim, you're putting tchelis, which is wool, on the beged of pishtim, the Torah says you should do it, so finished. So you have to have smuchim, with amufne, it's enough in the posik. The Torah says you should put tchelis on a beged of pishtim. So the Gemara says, Umimai de Tcheles Amruhu, how do you know that Tcheles is wool? So the Gemara says, Mide Sheish Kisne, because since Sheish is linen, Tcheles Amruhu, we'll see Rashi in Tosis exactly what this means. So Al Koponim, so the Gemara is asking, Amore de Kekashe. The Gemara is asking that why do you need Smuchim to tell me that, why do you need smuchim to tell me that eser doicha loisase, pashtei dekro tells, according to Rabbi Shmuel, bigdeim means tzemer opishtim, so we're speaking about a beged tzemer opishtim, and it says you put chelis, so you put chelis on a beged of pishtim, chelis is wool, and you put wool on a beged of pishtim, so you see eser doicha loisase. Itzterich, sal kedaitach amine kederov. So the Gemara says, no, you need the smuchim, because without the smuchim, I would say like Rove. What did Rove say? The Rove Romi, Rove esta kashe. What was Rove's kashe? Ksiv hakonof min konof. Hakonof means that the tzitzis should be made from the material that the beged is made out of. Which means, if you have a silk beged, you make silk tzitzis, you have a cotton beged, you make cotton tzitzis. The tzitzis should be min konof. Uchsi, and it says another posik, tzemer opishtim. That means Rove Darshan, leisilbash shatnes tzemer opishtim gdilim tasalacho, so he darshan tzemer opishtim gdilim tasalacho, that you should make tzitzis from tzemer opishtim. Okay, tzat, tzemer, so memele so rove had a stire. In one posik it would seem that the materials that the tzitzis have to be made out of should be the same materials that the beged is made out of. Another posik, it would seem that the tzitzis should be made out of tzemer opishtim. So Rove said, okay, tzat. Tzemer opishtim poitrim bein beminon, bein sheloi beminon. Tzemer opishtim pater or minim. That means, if you have a cotton baguette, you put tzemer opishtim. It paters or minim. Shar minim, but cotton tzitzis, silk tzitzis, Beminam poitrin, shaloi beminam ein poitrin. That's Rove shtik teure. So Rove had these two psukim, and Rove was miyashiv these two psukim. So the one pasuk says, min konof, that the tzitzis have to be the materials of the beggar. Another pasuk says that the tzitzis could be tzemer opishtim. So Rove says, it matters. One of the two. If it's not tzemer opishtim, it has to be min konof. A silk tzitzis will not pater a cotton beged.
But if it's Tamer Pishtim or Pata or Mina, that's Rove Zashtik Teire. So, the while it's very unclear what the Gemara answered on Rabbi Shmuel, Rove Bechlau doesn't stim with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says only Tamer Pishtim is Chayev Betzitzis, and Rove says Katan and Tzulka also Chayev Betzitzis. So, what happened over here? How did we forever the kasha we asked on Rabbi Shmuel with Rove? So the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. Ba'atoned devei Rabbi Shmuel less like the Rove. Toned devei Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold like Rove's. What are you answering? So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood me. It's terech. Salke daitach amine ki diyuke de Rove. Not the way Rove said the shtik teir, but Rove made a moira de kediyuk. Rove made a diyuk hakonov tzitzis hakonov. The tzitzis should be the same material of the beget. And then there's another posik. Tzeber opishtim, the tzitzis hakonov. Salk tachamin kediyuk de Rove. Hakon of Minkon, that's all we have to know. Vochikom arachmone, Ovid le tzemel, upishtim lepishtim, Vichyavides tzemel, Tzovei, then you should color it. Avo tzemel lepishtim, upishtim lecemel, loi. So what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is saying as follows. The Gemara is saying, the Pasuk says, V'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov psil techeles. Nosnu al tzitzis hakonov psil techeles. When the Pasuk is speaking about techeles, so the Pasuk says, tzitzis hakonov. So that means the tzitzis, which are the same material as the beged is. So this pasuk that says you make tcheilis, you know when you make tcheilis? If you have a beged shel tzemer, then you make tcheilis. That's all. That you have to learn chumash. The pasuk that was Rav's dik. Rav said a moiradik dik. It says tzitzis hakonov. So he says, yeah, tcheilis you make if it's tzitzis hakonov. If you have the parsha speaking about Begodim shall pishton, begodim shall tzemach. That's true. The parasha is talking that. And it says, al kanfei bigdayim ladei roisam yivanosnu tzitzis. You should put tzitzis on the begodim. What tzitzis should you put? On a beged shall pishton, you put tzitzis shall pishton. On a beged shall tzemach, you put tzitzis shall tzemach. That's what the pasuk is. But you have a kasha, it says you should put chaylis. Sure, you should put tcheiles. You should put tcheiles. But when it says the posik of tcheiles, it says, v'nosnu al tzitzis hakonov psil tcheiles. When is there a mitzvah of tcheiles if it's tzitzis hakonov? If the tzitzis are the same material as the konov, then you make tcheiles. Then you color it. So fakert, so the Gemara says, without the smuchim, of leisilba shatnes gedilim tasalacho, you're asking me out pashtei dekro, I would say, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the mitzvah of tcheiles applies only to beged shel tzemer. A beged shel pishtei, there's no mitzvah of tcheiles. In what right do I have to say such a cheshbin? Rove. Because Rove made such a cheshbon, because Rove darshan tzitzis hakonov, that the tzitzis should be min konov. So I'll say that the whole mitzvah of psil tcheilis is dafke if it's tzitzis hakonov. If it's a beged shel tzemer, then you make tcheilis on a beged shel tzemer. But a beged shel pishta, the bechlal is no mitzvah of tcheilis. So now it says, Obalisil Bashatnas Gedilim Tasalacho. So now we know there's a din tchi that Esadai Chaloisa said. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, ותונה דבר בשמואל, דיאפינן עליבי קלויים בציציס, מדי יתר צמר ופשטים למסמכי לגדילים טסה לכו. תאימה דקוסם רחמונם, כל בגודם צמר ופשטים, סגמור זה אסקינג הקשו וייד ינידס מוכם, אור בגודם הצמר ופשטים. והי בגדיים דציצס משמע בין של צמר בין של פישטם. It says בגדיים, so that means we're speaking about a בגד of צמר or בגד of פישטם. ואומר רחמונה עובד תחילס נעמי לפישטם. The Torah said you should make תחילס for פישטם. ותחילס אמרו, and תחילס is wool. How do we know that Tchelis is wool? B'deshesh kishna. So what does this mean? So Rashi explains as follows. T'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Michnesei bad sheish moshezo. So when the Pasuk speaks about the Michnesayim of the Kohen, it says it is made out of bad sheish. Now what does this mean? U'bad haynu pishtim. Bad is flax. כדי מפורש בבולוי קוין גודלו במסכס יומה, בד דובר האוילו בד בבד. That means the stalk of flax that doesn't have branches that grow out of it, it just has a middle stalk. So that is, so bad is teaching us that sheish means pishtom. Tcheles is amro. Tcheles is wool. Now, how do I know that Tchelis is wool? V'chein, we'll see, v'chein shar tzvoim ha'murim bebigdei kohune, the other colored threads are also wool. Agomon, v'teila ashoni. How do I know this? She'ein bigdei kohune elo mitzeme opishtim. Bigdei kohune is only made out of tzeme opishtim. דרסיב בסייפי יחזקו ביום הכיפורים בגדי פישטים יבושו ולא יעלה עליהם צמר. So it says in יחזקו ים כיפר they wear בגדי פישטים and they shouldn't wear צמר. So it seems that during the year or שמה מינוש עבודס החיצוינס יש בהם צמר עם פישטים ולא עם מין אחר. That's it. מדמפורש קרו שש באחד מן המינים. So one of the minim it says, this is linen, שמה מינו, שער המינים צמר. The other minim are, this is linen, so the others are צמר. So the Gemara says, אל כדאי תחמיני כדרוב, אילוי כוסם רחמונה צמר פישטם. If it wouldn't have said Tzemer Opishtim to Darshan Smuchim Avadashinin Hakonov Min Konov Kirov, I would Darshan Hakonov Min Konov Kirov LeMeimer De LeBeged Pishtim Asay Pishtim. If you have a Beged Pishtim, you put in Pishtim. Ule Tzemer Asay Tzemer V'tzovei Tchelis. And Tchelis you make for Beged Shal Tzemer Avo Kloyim Loi Kamash Melod Rosh De Smuchim Devil Kloyim. So this is the maskonos ha-gemore that I'd use the drosh of Rove to tell me that you make min konof and sharpness is not permitted. El the kamaforish v'ozul milsa d'rove. The gemore explains milsa d'rove. Ksiv ha-konof asay tzitzis mimin ha-konof. Vim talis shel meshi. If you have a silk talis, asay tzitzis shel meshi. That was Rav's kasha. So the Gemara asks, "Votono the Rabbi Shmuel less later Rav? Tano Rav Shmuel does not hold like Rav. How are you connecting Rav and Tano Rav Shmuel? The Dorish Akonov Min Konov, Rav Darshas Akonov Min Konov, and that means you could make the material." There's a silk beggar, you make silk tzitzis. So a cotton beggar, you make cotton tzitzis. The Lutton of Rabbi Shmuel Talas Shal Shamina Meina Chayevis Petzitzis. The beggar ksi. The Lutton of Rabbi Shmuel Koma Kol Beggar Tzemer Opishtim. So the Gemara says, that's true, he doesn't hold like Rove. Abitzer Tzemer Opishtim Hafagav Leidorish Tan Rabbi Shmuel Min Konof Lishar Minim.
even though he doesn't darshan min kon of l'sham minim, sal kedai tach aber legabi talish shel tzemer upishtin darish ki deyuke derovim. But I would think al kaponim by a talis of tzemer upishtim, he does darshan min kon of. Te darish tzitzis min kon of. That what? That you should make tzemer shall, tzitzis shall pishtim for beged shall pishtim, and tzitzis for tzemer and a beged shall tzemer. And if you have a beged shall tzemer, then you'll make trailers. Kamash mlondroshe, the samchinon, the mishre kloyim betzitzis, the widarshin, the kamash mlondroshe, the smuchin, the mishre kloyim betzitzis, the kloyim betzitzis amutem.